Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Southern Pacific Resources Corp. conference call. The call will begin with a statement from Mr. Byron Lutes, President and Chief Executive Officer of Southern Pacific Resources Corp. This will be followed by a question and answer period. I would like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Lutes. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and good morning, callers. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for today's conference call. Please be advised that the statements made in this call may contain forward-looking information. I refer you to the forward-looking statements disclaimer in yesterday's press release and advise listeners that this disclaimer applies to any forward-looking information in today's call. Before I begin, I also wanted to introduce Mr. Dave Antoni, our Chairman, and Jeff Barefoot, our VP Resource Development, who are also in the room with me today. We're very pleased today to report a significant increase in the quantity and value of our reserves on the oil sands leases on our MacKay block. In fact, an independent reserves report prepared by JLJ Petroleum Consultants effective March 15th values our 2P reserves at $368 million. This represents an increase in value of 143% or $217 million over our report dated June 30th, 2009. As you can imagine, this higher valuation opens new doors for Southern Pacific. The increase in just over 100 million barrels in 2P reserves greatly increases the financing options that are available for the STP MacKay project. Also, based on the results of last winter's drilling and technical work, we're pleased to announce today that we've started the planning for an additional 24,000 barrels of capacity in the MacKay area. I'll talk more about our new project plans after I provide some details about our updated reserves report, and then I will be pleased to answer any questions that you may have. Reserves. As noted in yesterday's news release, our updated reserves included 21 new core holes drilled this past winter in the MacKay area, plus all the technical data and studies that have been collected and analyzed over the past three winters by our team. 11 of these 21 core holes were drilled inside the 10.5 section project area that we call STP MacKay, and the remaining 10 wells were drilled on acreage outside the current area, particularly in our South MacKay block. We have now drilled 52 core holes within the STP MacKay project area and 22 core holes on the remaining MacKay lands. Our latest core holes, combined with offset drilling on and off our acreage over the past few years, suggest a significant exploitable bitumen trend is being developed and evolving in the MacKay area. As a result, we fully expect to pursue additional development in the MacKay area in addition to the project we currently have under application. The classification system for bitumen reserves and resources is difficult to understand in the best of times, and let me try my best to distill the results in a more clarified way. The reserves at MacKay, both the 2P and 3P, are located within the STP MacKay project area. In order for bitumen reserves to be assigned, they must, among other criteria, be part of a submitted project application. STP MacKay's project application was submitted last May, thus allowing the booking of 2P and 3P reserves. The updated estimate of our 2P or probable reserves at MacKay comes to 168.1 million barrels of recoverable bitumen. The 3P or probable plus possible reserves total 186.9 million barrels. The contingent resources in MacKay leases lie both within the project area and outside it. But the contingent resources inside the project area will not physically be able to fit through the 12,000 barrel a day facility that we have an application filed for. Therefore, these resources, along with the resources outside of the project area, will require a new project application and capacity in order for them to be reclassified as reserves and then ultimately processed. 116.7 million barrels of recoverable bitumen have been assigned to the gross best estimate contingent resource category. The best estimate represents a 50% probability that the quantities will be higher or lower than that number. The best estimate contingent resource has similar technical criteria and risk weighting to 2P reserves, but the difference being that the best estimate contingent resources require a project scheme to be designed and filed with the ERCB. That said, it should be noted that there is no certainty that it will be commercially viable to produce any portion of contingent resources. Please refer to yesterday's news release for the relevant definitions. Some people have wondered why our best estimate contingent resource, which is 116.7 million barrels, is actually lower than our low estimate of contingent resource at 161.1 million barrels. The simple reason is that a significant portion of what would have been best estimate contingent resource has been classified as 2P reserves inside the project area and is now captured in the 2P reserve category. When the project is approved, a similar transfer of low estimate contingent resource will be transferred to the proven reserves category, or 1P. We also noted this morning that we have one typo on our high estimate contingent resource value. The exploitable bitumen in place number of 345.5 million barrels should actually be 633.2 million barrels. We apologize for that mistake and should make our recovery factors look a little bit better on the recoverable. I should clarify that these increases are based on 100% working interest at Mackay for both the June 2009 report and the March 2010 report. In fact, the June 2009 report, our Mackay interest was only 80%, so the total increase in value to the company since June is actually higher than these increases suggest. We're now using the 100% interest for comparative purposes because we've announced the acquisition of the remaining 20% of the Mackay leases on March 19th, and we expect that acquisition to close at the 1st of June 2010. While I've already talked about the impact of these reserves numbers in terms of the valuation, it's equally impressive to talk about the numbers in terms of potential production. The 2P reserves result in a project life of 50 years, which is the maximum allowable life from which reserves can be booked. By the third year of the STP Mackay project, we expect to be able to stabilize production at 11,400 barrels per day for at least 28 years. A quick update on the STP Mackay project. We continue to expect regulatory approval on the project by the end of this summer. Our final engineering cost estimates are 90% completed with no major surprises noted to date. We continue to work with two Canadian senior banks to crystallize the best options for financing the project. And today's release of reserve estimates definitely opens more doors for obtaining better terms on financing. Our plan remains to finalize and begin to execute the financing around this project in the second quarter of this year. As I mentioned earlier, another benefit of the higher valuation is the announcement that we will be starting the planning of our next SAGD oil sands project. Our next project is planned to recover the contingent resources from both the north and south blocks of our Mackay leases. Initial plans are to build SAGD facilities that will allow for up to 24,000 barrels per day of bitumen production. We'll be able to control our costs on the next project and accelerate the timing by taking advantage of existing infrastructure for the current STP Mackay project, including roads, pipelines, and people. In terms of timing, we expect to start environmental work this spring, and then we will start making plans for project locations and reservoir delineation this summer and prepare a winter program that will get us the information necessary to submit a new project application next spring, just like we did for our first project in Mackay last spring. Of course, our updated reserve report doesn't deserve all the credit for our decision to proceed with planning our second project. I don't miss the chance to remind listeners that our Senlac Thermal project in Saskatchewan, which we acquired in November of last year, has now been fully integrated into the company and is generating cash flow in excess of $4 million per month. We plan to spend a little over $26 million in 2010 and 2011 to maintain production between 4,000 and 4,500 barrels per day. And during that period, Senlac is expected to generate cash flow of more than $100 million. A number of the key staff at Senlac have been assisting us with our final designs on STP Mackay, and we expect them to be part of the next project at Mackay as well. As announced in our news release, JLJ is now evaluating our Senlac project, and then we'll move into the evaluating the remaining oil sands leases shortly thereafter. The plan is to complete all of these evaluations before the end of June 30th, 2010, which is our fiscal year end. That concludes my statements. I'd now like to answer any questions that you may have about Southern Pacific in general or yesterday's news release in particular. Operator, could you please provide the instructions to the participants?
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift the handset before making your selection. To register, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel the question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while participants register. Thank you for your patience. And the first question is from Lisa McCarthy from Canaccord Adams. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
I just have two questions. The first one would be, what still needs to be done and what capital is associated with the things to be done in order to file the application for your 24,000 barrel a day project?
Okay, good question. What we'll be doing this summer is going out. We have to conduct preliminary environmental work, and we're going to be scouting our leases for suitable plant sites. What else has to be done with plant sites is you need to find an area that has relatively low amounts of bitumen underneath it because you don't want to sterilize your best parts of the reservoir. So there's a period of time where we are looking at where we're going to site the plants and then also determining the next amount of pore hole delineation to clearly define where the project areas will be. So next winter, we would be going back into the field to look for continued water source, further core hole programs to delineate the project, cap rock studies, all the work we did 2 winters ago on the SPP Mackay project. The total cost, probably around $14 million.
Okay. Thank you. And the next one would be, what kind of synergies are you guys expecting from the Mackay project with your next project?
Well, the easy one is the road. We're going to have to build a 30-kilometer road into the first project, and so we'll be able to spur off of that road. We will have a camp up there with fully operating staff. And we believe we'll be able to make use of that, same camp for running the next project. Power is not something that's synergistic. We have a cogen that's designed for the first project, but we feel by the time the next project or projects gets built, there will be power, hard power into the area. There will also be synergies with other operators. As you know, there's other projects on the go out there. So in terms of looking at sharing roads, pipelines, and power, I think that this is going to be an area of fairly intense development over the next 4 to 5 years.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. The next question is from Daryl Rudichuk from GMP Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Morning, guys. Congratulations. Couple questions. One is just clarification. I think I'm good with it. But the 24,000 barrels a day, that's new and incremental, so that'll take you to 36,000 in total?
That's correct. And we're trying to decide right now whether or not we're going to break that up into two 12,000 barrel a day projects. We like the 12,000 barrel a day size because all the pots and pans can be built basically in conventional oil field shops and
right.
Trucked out to site. And we think that they're fairly nimble to put together and getting to be fairly standardized. But there's also the possibility that we could build one larger one and then have a remote steam generation at one of the other sites to generate steam and bring the product back to a central facility. But it will be an incremental 24,000. The high estimate of contingent resource coupled with our probable reserves gives us or our possible reserves, gives GLJ forecasts an overall withdrawal rate of 40,000 barrels per day on that estimate coming out of our leases.
Right. Okay, good. Is it true that the regulatory approval process is quicker if you're doing 12,000 barrels a day or less?
That's how it currently is, Daryl, and that's actually why we chose 12,000 barrels a day for the first project, as we were, very driven to get to cash flow as quickly as we could. If you go over 12,600 is actually the magic number, you end up requiring an environmental impact assessment,
right,
which sets you back at least another year to possibly 2 years in your application approval process. Now, I know that CAP is working hard trying to, and with the ERCB and Alberta Environment, to maybe relax that, and it's not in place yet, but there's certainly some thoughts on trying to relax the environmental impact assessment requirements.
Right. Okay. Okay. And one final question is there further delineation work to be done, or do you think you've now defined the size of the prize at MacKay?
Well, we still think there's more to be done. We had actually a fairly small program this year. We had put the program together prior to us purchasing Senlac. So at that time, we were being very capital conscious. We picked the spots where we felt we could get the biggest bang for our buck. We still think there's more delineation work to be done on the east side of MacKay, our North MacKay block, and further south on the South MacKay. But in terms of next year, we're probably talking about 25 to 30 additional wells, which will shape the projects themselves.
Right.
And then beyond that, there's still some exploration to be done on MacKay as well.
Okay. Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Anil Flynn from BMO Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, Byron. It's Jamshid Mehta, actually. Just had a quick question. First off, congratulations. The question is, we've heard that typically 50,000 BOPD is the threshold that gets, you from junior to the senior ranks. You guys have done a great job in delineating, projects that'll take you to 36. Another five from Senlac puts you to 41. Can you touch on briefly what the prospects are for, further discoveries and exploration that'll delineate another 12,000 BOPD unit on your existing lands?
Sure. We still have, outside of MacKay, we have 210 additional sections of land that are relatively unexplored. As I mentioned in the previous answer, we put together a fairly small exploration program for this past winter, and it's difficult to change those once you get them submitted in the fall. We have lots of acreage left. We're very excited about our one prospect that we call Long Lake. We drilled there three winters ago and had some excellent bitumen results. We just haven't gone back into there because the access costs are a little higher than the other areas. And we just have there's another block called Mackenzie that's completely unexplored, right adjacent to the assets that we picked up with our Bounty acquisition, where we acquired 20% of properties called Els, which used to belong to Patch. There's some very interesting leads there as well. So, I think the growth potential is here for the company. It's relatively unexplored so far, and we're just trying to build up some momentum to keep going at it year after year and work our leases, look for continued acquisition opportunities, and continue to grow the company while maintaining value inside.
Great. Thanks very much.
You.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I'd like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Lutz.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'd like to emphasize again that the updated numbers that we're talking about here are really less than 25% of our total acreage. We think that with core hole and technical work, we're going to continue to turn discovered resources into contingent resources, move those into reserves, move the reserves into production, and ultimately generate returns for shareholders. So we're excited here. We're moving forward. And with that, I'd like to bring the call to a close and thank you very much for your interest in Southern Pacific.
Thank you, Mr. Lutz. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.